This week's parasha, Yisrael, Aseret HaDibros. We have the Aseret HaDibros. Notice it's called Aseret HaDibros. I called Aseret Mitzvot. Dibros. Are each one of the Aseret HaDibros a mitzvah? We know there's 10, starting from Anoichi, ending with, well, it depends which cheshbon you use. The Eben Ezra has different cheshbon, but ending with Loisachmoid, Pashtus Loisachmoid Eishes Reyecha. So we have 10 lechayrim mitzvahs, but we call them Aseres HaDibros. Is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha a mitzvah? Or is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha a dibra, meaning information, telling you, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? Is there any tzivui? Is Anoichi a tzivui that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? Because the truth is, the wording is not a tzivui. It's not to do or not to do, to do or not. It's not that. What is it? I'm telling you, Anoichi Hashem. Is it sipur, or do'at dvarim, or is it a mitzvah? The reason why we start with this question, eventually through this question, we'll understand the entire Aseres HaDibros. We'll have a havana, hagdara. In the Aseres HaDibros, everybody, every Jew knows the ten commandments. It's interesting; they call it commandments. Is it commandments? Is it mitzvahs? We call it dibros. We don't call it mitzvahs. But every Jew knows of it. Today, every Jew who sits at least in the shir is going to understand the 10 commandments. What are 10 commandments? Maze Aseret HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem, we ask, is it sipu, is it hodoat dvarim, or is it a mitzvah? Now I want you to know that the issue becomes an issue when we start counting tayag mitzvahs. There are tayag mitzvahs, nemar l'moishe misinai, this is a gemara in Makis. There are supposed to be 613 mitzvahs. The Maine HaMitzvah argue which ones are the mitzvahs, which are not. Some of the moinah mitzvahs count mitzvahs that you'd never even believe. If someone asks you, are you allowed to be a bal ga'ava? You would say, of course not, but it's midot. According to many moinah mitzvahs, for example, the yireyim, that's one of the mitzvahs. Liot anav ushval ruach. To be, no, not even halachta bedracha. Liot anav ushval ruach. The issue of moineh hamitzvahs, what are mitzvahs, what are not mitzvahs, is a complicated topic. There are people who spend all their lives studying just this portion of the Torah. Which are the tayag mitzvahs and what makes them tayag, and which aren't and why they're not. These are called the moineh hamitzvahs. Those that counted, they were busy with it. This was their chelik of Torah, to count the mitzvahs. The Bahag, Baal Halachas Gedolos, was one of these Rishonim, whose expertise, whose field, was Meinei HaMitzvahs, was to count the mitzvahs. Interestingly, he does not count Anoichi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. Doesn't count it as a mitzvah. So the first of the Aseres HaDibros is not, according to the Bahag, a mitzvah. The Ramban, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, where would you find this? On the Rambam. The Rambam is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban has on him Ha'oris, and his own Seder of the Mitzvahs. He quotes the Bahag, and he says that the Bahag does not count Anoichi Hashem Elokecha as one of the mitzvahs. It's not one of the tayag mitzvahs. Why not? Why not? So of course, the simple explanation is because it's not said as a mitzvah, it's said as a story. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's a fact. There's no mitzvah pertained over here. There's no mitzvah included here. It just says, Anoichi, I am. That's a fact. It's ze mitzvut. Lo mitzvah. But the Ramban adds, and Ramban says, that this can't be called a mitzvah. Forget about the wording. Not because of the wording. It can't be called a mitzvah. Why not? This is the shayrish shemimenu neldu kol ha-mitzvahs. Because there is a mitzvah, then we can have tzibud. First, we have to establish a fact that there's such a thing as Elokim, Hashem. That's mitzvah. And then we can discuss tzivui. So before we talk about tzivui, taryag mitzvot, commandments, we have to talk about a commander. We have to establish commander. So therefore, he's not mina, he doesn't count anoichi Hashem as a mitzvah. The Bahag. That's how the Ramban explains the Bahag. Okay? Is that interesting to you? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If I asked you, I said it Tadibrot, you would say Ten Commandments, right? But that's not what the word Dibrot. You know that Dibrot means commandments?
No.
Dibur is Hashem's word.
Don't say God's saying
it. Not tzivui, it's not a commandment. Wait, slowly. Let them understand. I want the Olam to appreciate the simplicity of the facts that we're saying that people don't realize. They just say it, Kalachaya, Ten Commandments. Is it commandments? Are Ten Commandments? Who said there's Ten Commandments? It might be only Nine Commandments. You know, could you imagine a person says, Ten Commandments? No. Nine Commandments. They'll say, what? Kaifer, what are you talking about? You're a heretic. No. You didn't learn the Sugya. You didn't learn the Psukim. You didn't learn the Rishonim. According to the Bahag, Anoichi is not a commandment. So I explained to you, because it's not said as a commandment. It's said as a story. The way the Rabbeinu Bechai used the Lashon, Sipur Dvarim. It's just a story. Factual, a fact. A matter of fact. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So the Bahag Taka is not minded. He doesn't count it. But the reason he doesn't count is a little different the way the Ramban explains. Not because of the way it's written, but because it can't be a tzivui till we haven't established the mitzvah, the commander. First we have to, so to speak, elect. Let's use the word elect the commander-in-chief. Right? We have to come and set up a commander-in-chief. And then we can say he's commanding tzivuyim. So Anoichi Hashem is Mamid Malchut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is the king. And therefore, says the Bahag, we could start talking about mitzvot from where? From Loyia, from the second. He brings a mashal from a mechilta. The mechilta says, mashal amada v'doyma, to a king who comes into a town. They don't know him. So once he stops making commandments, you know what they're going to tell him? Here's the door, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, he goes, go ahead. Who are you to tell me what to do? So first he has to get them to accept the Malchut. Once they accept the Malchut, Kablu Malchusi, then he can come and say, Kablu Gzeira Yisrael. This is the Mechilta that he quotes. And he says that this is the Makor, this is the root of where the Bahag got his halacha from, that Anoichi is just making Hashem the Melech, the Melech, that he's the mitzvah, and then we could be Kabluk Zeroisai to accept the Tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch. This is a Mechilta, and this is where the Bahag got it from, explains the Ramban. Okay. The Ramban himself disagrees. The Ramban says, no, Anoichi is a mitzvah. He says it over here as well as he begins his pirush. The first thing the Ramban says on the pasuk, Anoichi Hashem, says the Ramban, Look at the Ramban over here. Hadibur hazeh mitzvat asei. And that's what he says over here also. Ramban over there on the Bahag disagrees, and he says the same thing on the Pasuk over here. Anoichi Hashem is mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah? I thought it's just a statement. Anoichi Hashem is a fact. No, it's a mitzvah. What? Yoyre v'yitzave oisam. He's commanding them. And he's teaching them. Sheyedu v'yaminu ki yesh Hashem. That they should believe that there's an Hashem. So that's a tzivah. So the Ramban Shita is that it's a tzivah. And the Rabbeinu Bachai, like I told you before, says it's not just sipur. It's not just a story, Anoichi Hashem. But this is a tzivut, and all the Rishayim, except for the Bahag, learn that it's a tzivut, that it's a commandment, and not just a fact. So according to the Bahag, this is just to establish Hashem as the king. According to the other Rishayim, this is a commandment, that we have to believe Ani Hashem, that Hashem is the Melech. I ask you, according to those Rishayim, is Anoichi Hashem an introduction? So according to the Bahag, it's definitely an introduction. Because first you have to introduce the Melech, and then you have to introduce his Malchus, meaning his Halachot, his Sivuyin. But according to the other Rishayim that learn Anoichi Hashem is also Tzivui, so are they all the same? Or, this is a heading. This is a Hagdamah. You know, every book, you look at the beginning, what they have is what? A foreword. Hagdamah. Right? Either the Hagdamah is the beginning story before the story. What's a Hagdamah? Either Hagdamah is, it tells you where the story begins, but it gives you the background detail. Or sometimes you have a Hagdamah, which is a chitzur. It's an essence of the entire book. It's a tochen. What's the right word in English for tochen?
Substance.
Oh, come on. That's what I need you for. I'll tell you today. Whenever you have a book, you have a synopsis. Synopsis, maybe that's the word.
Outline, like an
out. Right, to give you a summary of the book, let's say. Okay? Why am I asking you? I'll tell you the truth. Let me teach you something about teaching. A master teacher gets the students involved thinking, they think that I really need their answers, and the truth is I just want their participation. You understand? That's the master teacher. So I ask you as if I care if you say summary or that. It's all give and take, you understand? Okay. I'm giving out my secrets. Okay. So what do we have here? We have here that according to many Rishayim, this is not just an introduction, but it's one of the mitzvahs. But is Anoichi as a mitzvah one of the introductions? There's two ways to understand an introduction. One way to understand the introduction is Hasipur Shemimenu Matchil Hasipur. He has to give you background. So the Bahag learns what type of Hagdama is it? Background. Anoichi Hashem is a fact. Hashem is Hashem. He is the king. So that's the background. Now we can talk about Tzivui. According to Rav Ezra, he says an unbelievable chidush. Even if it's a mitzvah, Rav Ezra learns it's a mitzvah. Agav Urcha, anybody who has time, learn Rav Ezra on this pasuk. There is so much. Oh, it's unbelievable. Anoichi Hashem, Rav Ezra's on. It's hard. A lot of it is hard, but it's unbelievable stuff. Pages and pages. You see, take a look how big it is. Okay. So Rav Ezra learns that even if it's a mitzvah, It's an introduction. I'll read you the lashon of the Eben Ezra. Listen to the Lashon of the Ibn Ezra. It says like this. Okay. Yeah, I missed the page. Okay. Here it is. Okay. Oh. Anshi HaMechkar. People of philosophy. Anshi HaMechkar. You like that word? Anshi HaMechkar. Matsu kol divri hagufoi shehem asara. They found that the Aseres HaDibris is like 10 parts. Gufim. The Heim Roshim Klolim. That each one is a cloud. Each one is a category for itself that entails many other things. So Aseres HaDibris is actually a kitsur of all the mitzvahs. I love this. It's a beautiful Ibn Ezra. The way he tries to understand what is Aseres HaDibris. What is it? And the answer is, it's a tochen. Like you have the, right? Perik Aleph, Perik Beis, and in the prakim, there's Arichut, right? There's many pratim. So the tochen is Aseret HaDibris. You open a book, and you have table of contents. Table of contents is Aseret HaDibris. Okay? Harishon. What about the first one? Is there any significance to the first of the table of contents? And the answer is, Hu etzem kol davar. It's the essence of the entire thing. Which means it's the forward. Tochen, the beginning. Anochi Hashem, that's the forward. The hakdama of the entire book. Which means the entire book is entailed, is summarized by Anochi Hashem Olikecha. So if someone asks you, what is Aseret HaDibrot? What you'll say is, it's the table of contents. And I want to tell you a cute story, okay? I was once like you guys who didn't know any English. But I've come a long way since then. Since I've been 2 years old, I've come a long way. Okay? So I didn't know English either. I was once in a certain town for Pesach. Actually, it was for Shavuos. Excuse me, it was for Shavuos. And the rabbi got up to say that Shavuos is the pinnacle of Pesach. What is pinnacle? Pinnacle means it's the focal point. Climax. Spitz.
One more time.
Pesach. Zelagiel Shavuot. And he was darshaning for 10 minutes and he kept on saying it's the pinnacle and it's the pinnacle. And he loved Vanti Mazer. As Chashavti. She says Shem Shalachag. I didn't know that. Now Shavuos has a name which is close to it. What Shavuos called? Pentecost. Shavuos or Sukkot is Pentecost. I don't know. So one of them is very close. But kids, I was walking in the street. You should know this. What is Shavuos called in English? All right, whatever. But kids, I was walking in the street, and a guy stops me, and he asks me. I see that it's a holiday. What's the name of your holiday? And I'm thinking to myself, Shavuot. I start telling him Shavuot. What was the? So I was thinking, hey, I remember the rabbi, Pinnacle. It's called Pinnacle. So he goes, Rabbi, that's great. Thank you so much. He was so excited, you hear? I came to Yeshiva and I told him the story. They were laughing at me. About Pinnacle. He meant. Well, he meant to say it's Spitz. Spitz allows it. Hatafkid, Lagiel Shvot. That's not the name. That was my experience with the knowledge of the names. Yeah. I'll tell you a cute story. My wife, she has the office, her dentist office. I went to put up the mezuzahs. So the lady who works in the front desk is not a Jewish lady. And I'm standing with a hammer. Yeah. And the mezuzah and a nail. And it's brand new. Everything's just... And she's very into the office, that it should be beautiful, because she's excited. She's the front desk. It's a chash of a job that she has. No, she's very excited. So I go there with the hammer and the nail. Yeah. And she looks at me and she goes, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And I saw from her question that she thought I'm crazy. Like, you're going to make holes in the wall? What are you, nuts? No, but the way she said it, like, "What are you doing?" So I started to tell her it's religious observances. So she goes, "Oh, okay. What's the name of it?" So I'm thinking I'm going to start giving her names. So I go, "What's the difference? It's a Jewish observance." She goes, no, tell me. I learned my lesson. Don't think of the English name. Say it in Hebrew and that's all. Let them break their teeth on the Hebrew. Instead of me breaking my teeth on the English, I said it's mezuzah. So she goes, "Okay, good. Now she knows it's mezuzah." Okay, so she's learning. So if someone asks you, what is Aseret HaDibrot? You know what you should answer? According to the Bahag, no, it's 10 Dibrot. No, according to the Bahag, it's 10 Dibrot. According to the Rambam, it's 10 commandments. According to the Ibn Ezra, it's table of contents. It's the table of contents from the entire book called Torah Kedoshah. Good? You learned something new today? Okay. Says the Ibn Ezra, why is it called table of contents? Why should we look at it as table of contents? Says the Ibn Ezra, because the first Dibur, this is Etzem Koldover, Vahu Oimed. What does he mean, Vahu Oimed? Later on in the shir, we're going to explain more what he means. But right now, we'll just say Kipshuto. Omed means it's the pillar that it all stands on. Which means all the mitzvot, the entire book stands on one concept. Anochi Hashem Elokei. Remember the words, Dani. Vahu Omed. Vatez Dvarim Kulam Mikri. And the nine things are revolved around Mikri. Around Omed, by Yisod. The Yisod that what? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You hear? The Kulam, Nismachim Al Harishon. They're all dependent. Samuch. They're all dependent on the first Dibra of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. V'nilvim Elav. And they're attached to it. U'mimenu Yetzeu. And from it they come. So, Anochi is the Yisod. It's the Amud. And this stands the entire theme. The theme of this book of Torah and the Aseres HaDibros, which is the Tochem, which is the table of contents of the Torah. What is the theme? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Then he says it's like Midos, he explains it, Bekitzur ki hu ha-yesod. Okay. Now I would like to explain in what way is Anochi Hashem Elokecha the Yisod. In what way is Anochi Hashem Elokecha the theme? Amud. Beautiful words. Amud, Yisod. Right. Etzem Kol Davar. What does it mean? So simply it means, because if there's no mitzaveh, then there's no tzivuim, like the Bahag, right? How would you learn simply? How would you learn the Ibn Ezra? Because if there's no commander, then there's no commandments. The theme of the Bahag is really the underlying theme of the Ibn Ezra. The thing is, the Ibn Ezra adds that it's a table of contents, and there's a theme, and a yesod, and an amud. But the reason why it's yesod v'amud is all the same. Right?
Yeah. Right.
The Baha'u'llah 9. There's nine. He says that it's not a tzivui. It's not a tzivui. There are tayag mitzvahs, and one of them is not a noichi Hashem Elokecha. Dibrot, not tzivuyim.
So then it's nine also, it's also only dibrot.
According to the Baha'u'llah, it's nine tzivuyim, 10 dibrot. Hashem spoke. It's Hashem's word. It's not a tzivui. It's nine tzivuim, ten dibrot. According to the other Rishayim, ten tzivuim. According to Rebbe Ezra, it's something more polished. It's a table of contents, and it's... No, it's also ten. No, but no, it's ten according to the... Yeah, I understand. According to Rebbe Ezra, it's one plus... Yeah, but it's... They're all tzivuim. But the way it's written, it's supposed to be the table of contents, Sefer HaTochen. L'chol HaTorah, v'amitzvah rishona shel Anochi. That's the Yisod, the theme of the whole book. Of the entire Aseres HaDibros.
All nine, breathing into one.
So my question is, in what way? So Pashit, you would say, like the Bahag. Why? Because the whole thing is about the mitzaveh. Because without a mitzaveh, there's no tzivuyim. I don't believe that that's what the Eben Ezra means. Ani lo ma'amin shezeh hakavana shel Eben Ezra. I'm going to explain to you in depth the Havana, the Hezber, in the words of the Eben Ezra. Ma hu mitkaven? Haim hu mitkaven kmo ha-Bahag, sheyesod hakol zeh ha-mitzaveh? No. Zeh mashu yoter amok. Ani ma'amin, I believe that what Eben Ezra is saying is that the entire Torah is about, it's all about bringing out the clarification and the idea of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Let's say it again. It's too deep. It's not deep at all. This is deep. Till now lomdim, that hayesod is anoichi, because otherwise there's no matchil. You have to start from the here. When you build a building, here, I'll give you an example. You ready? Vonasbir. Kishim rotzim livnot binyan gadol. Same foundation. Hayim echad mishugin yagid shayikaz our foundation. Hayikashal abinyan zah fandeh, gaz abinyan. Abel hayisod. Hayisod zeh a foundation. The Bahag is learning like that. That Anoichi is the Yisod. You're right. He's the Mitzaveh. And without the Mitzaveh, there's nothing Yisod to be omed al. Nothing to stand on. I'm going to teach you that what Eben Ezra means is something different than the Bahag. You know what he means? I'll tell you what he means. He means that the entire Ikar of the Torah is Anochi Hashem. It's not just the foundation. It's the whole essence, the whole theme of the Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When you look at the Binyan, all of it is about one thing. It's about Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's what the Eben Ezra means. Bovenas beats. Come, let's explain it. Notice he uses a lashon of oimed. Oimed! What is oimed? What does it mean? Who oimed? It's standing. He means amud, right? Okay. Let me tell you where he got this lashon from. Where did the Eben Ezra get the Lashon Oimed? We meet the Gemara Makis, and I'll show you where it comes from. The Gemara says, you'll find it in Chav Gimel. The Gemara says that there's Tayag Mitzvahs Nemel Moshim Sinai, and each generation they came and they minimized it less and less and less, meaning to make a synapsis Ad Shebacha Vakuk. Till Chavaku came, v'hemidon, oimed, v'hemidon, tzadik be'emunosa, yanoichi Hashem Elokecha. So then when Ezra is borrowing the lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, hemidon. He doesn't like it. Now let me explain to you why he doesn't like it. Hemidon could mean the list. Hamida means that he took all the mitzvahs and he put it on an amud of Taryag. of Tzadik ben Munasa Yechia. Comes along the Marsha and asks, how could there be such a thing? Hashem tells me Tayag mitzvahs, and Chavakuk says there's only one. What kind of gemara? You know what it sounds like? The conservative rabbis. Not even the conservative. The conservative have more than one. It's not even the reform. It's the reconstruction. The reconstructionists did the same thing. They took the Tayag mitzvahs, then made the halachas. And you know what that is? That you're supposed to be chaymid eishes reyachem. That was the only mitzvah that they like. They took out the word loy, and they had sachmoid eishes reyachem. What's wrong? They chopped it down. They're chopping it down. So they chopped it down to one mitzvah. Chamot eishes reyachem.
English?
What's in English? The reconstructionists.
Yeah, I know. Just
they chopped it down to one mitzvah. They took out the word lo tachmod, and they took out lo tachmod. You should lust the wife of your friend. That's the only mitzvah that they have on the Torah. But that's when you start chopping up the Torah. So how could the Gemara say that Chavaku came and chopped it down? And don't think, I'm being mekatzer. The Gemara says David came and Yeshaya came. Each one came and chopped down the Torah more and more. What is Vehemidon? Vehemidon. So I understood Rabbi Sai to answer this kasha the following way. You know what Hemid is? To give a theme. He doesn't mean you don't have to do the Tayag mitzvahs. He put a foundation that everything will stand on one thing. If you have emunah, then you can keep Tayag mitzvahs. It's to teach a person a lesson. You know, there's something called a shortcut to get to the main palace. Sometimes you need a shortcut in Torah to be able to keep the entire Torah. Each generation, it was getting harder and harder. It was getting harder and harder to be able to keep all Tayag mitzvahs. So Chavaku came and said, I'll give you something which is omed. It's a pillar. On it, you can get the entire Torah. And that is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's Bo Chavakuk Vehemid. Chas v'shalayim. That all you have to do is keep one mitzvah. Now, I don't have time to go through the entire Marsha. It's a very long Marsha. You'll look at it. There's different answers. There's different parts to the Marsha. Marsha says one thing in the beginning. He changes it in the end. I don't have time for it right now. The bottom line is, the question is simple. How do you explain the Hemidon? What do you mean? Chavaku chopped the Torah down? And the answer is, Rabbi Sai, Hemidon, which means he made a yesod. He made a foundation. On strong foundation, which is what? Tzadik. Anoichi Hashem. That's this Eben Ezra. Okay? Where did I get this teretz from? Where did I get it from? Abai Sai, let me read to you a Shari Tshuva. Oyd Amar Rabbi Seinu Zechayim Levracha. Gimel, Zayin. Ki toivim deidecha miyayin. Chavivin divrei soifrim yaiser miyayin shol Torah. Again, it says in Shir Hashirim, ki toivim, it's better to me deidecha. Your dear ones, miyayin from wine, chavivim divrei soifrim. The words of the divrei soifrim are more dear, yoiser miyena, from the wine.
From Torah itself?
Yeah. It's a gemara, it's a Shir Hashirim. Avoy dezara lamet hey amet aleph, it's a gemara. Ki toivim deidecha miyayin, toivim divrei soifrim, yoiser miyena, shal taira. Says Rabbeinu Yoinav, anachnu tzrichim lefarish gamezeh. We have to explain what this means. What does that mean? What does it mean? Kitayim deidecha, that the words of the divrei soifrim are more. Yoter. It's more. Chaviv, dear. More than the words of the Torah itself. Says Rabbeinu Yoinav, perigimel, ois zayin. Yodoyate da, you should know. Ki yiras Hashem yisoid ha-mitzvahs. Wow, it sounds familiar. This is what we're learning. Anoichi Hashem bo chavakuk v'midon alachas. That the yisod of all the mitzvahs is yiras Hashem. Shenemar. La'ato Yisrael mo Hashem alikecha shoyel mi'imoch. What does Hashem ask? Ki'im li'iris Hashem. That's all Hashem asks. Hashem asks for all the mitzvahs. And the teretz is, Yirah Shemayim is the yisod of all the mitzvahs. U'bezeh yirtza Hashem is bruav. And with this, Hashem is happy with his creation. Like it says, Rotze Hashem et yireyav. Hashem wants his yireyav, those that fear him. V'takonis chachamim v'gidreihem yisoid l'derech ha'yira. You want to know what Yir is all about? Yir is all about the takonis chachamim, the gedarim that they came. Chachamim made boundaries and they said, keep this, keep that. That's Yirat Hashem. That's Yirat Hashem. Yisod l'derech ha'yikiyasu geder v'archoka. Pentiga yad adam b'isra Torah. Because maybe a person's going to touch the isra Torah. What is that? That's fear, yira, afraid that he shouldn't do an avera. And this is kitayvim daidecha miyoyim.
Gzirut.
Gzeris. Al kein amru chaviv edivisay fi yaisim yainish al Torah. You know, we could do it. We could do it without Yirat Shamayim. A person could keep the Takanat Chachamim and also not have Yirat Shamayim, no? Tell me, a person keeps the mitzvahs, doesn't mean he has Yirat Shamayim.
Why keep it?
A person keeps. So the truth is, we're not talking about the person. We're talking about the fact that the Chachamim made it, they made Yirat Shamayim. They established, they put into action. But how would I say it?
Implemented.
They implemented a technique that like, protects Yirat Shamayim. Okay.
You like brainwash somebody?
No. You're missing on this. Sometimes when you have a program, mm-hmm. right, and the program is with a protection to protect it. Or antivirus, right? So the whole thing is meant to protect. Takanas Hacham are meant to protect the person from doing a virus, and therefore, and since it's there just to protect, so Hashem likes the divrei sofer. He likes this protective, what do they call that program? He likes it. Yeah, but a person could end up doing it
without
Yirat Shamayim. But I guess that's not an issue. The issue is the program and not the people who keep the program. Right? I guess that's what he's saying. So why does it say Roitz Hashem es Yireyov? Yireyov? I mean, you become a Yari by outwardly doing what the Chacham said not to do. So I guess there's a Yira Shemayim b'maisa and there's a Yira Shemayim b'machshav, I guess. Hashem likes Yireyov. What are the Yireyov? Those that keep the Takanas Chacham. How many people keep Takanas Chacham and they have no Yirat Shamayim whatsoever? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Tell me, am I learning good, Rabbi Yair? I'm learning very good. I was thinking about it. I know tons of people that are so frum that even Hashem was not as frum as them. Okay? I feel like Kosh Baruch Hu lo machmir kmohem. Klapei hem HaKosh Baruch Hu kal shebekalim. Okay? That's a joke. U'bechol zot, Rabotai, you hear? They have no Yirat Shemayim whatsoever. So the external behavior of Takanat Chachamim, Gdarim, and Yirat Shemayim is called Ritzon Hashem, Yireyav, Yorze Hashem et Yireyav. unless he's going back on the Chachamim. The Chachamim were Yireyim. Rotzeh Hashem et Yireyav is the Sofrim. It's not the person. But he says the Bruim. U'bezeh Yirtzeh Hashem et Bruim. So by keeping the Takanas Chachamim, Hashem likes all the creation that he created. What happens if a person keeps all the Takanot and he has no Yirat Shemayim whatsoever? You know, my uncle used to have a great saying from Europe. Shayach, Shafila, Tzadik. Yelok Tzad Rishut. Ain't Tzadik Boretz. Shayasa Tovelo Yechta. Can I have some Rishut? Avol Kaze Roshe. Kemo Tzadik Zem Olam Loi. Kaze Tzadik. Kaze Roshe. Ketzadik. Kaze Meolam Lo Shamati Damar. Every tzaddik can have a little, the Gemara says. But like this tzaddik, I never saw such a rush. What am I trying to bring out? You can have a mitziyut where a person keeps, but inside he's completely not where he's supposed to be. So what does it mean that the takanot chachamim, that's what it's all about? The gedarim, unless it means a person who keeps it with the right kavanot, you don't say that though. Come, let's explain. Let's explain. Dani, let's learn the Rabbeinu Yoina. Let's learn. You hear? There's an unbelievable Medrash Sheikh Tayyiv. You ready? The Medrash Sheikh Tayyiv of Tehillim Chavzayin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and complained against David HaMelech. Complaining against David HaMelech. He says, David, At filot shulcha, lo beseder. Lama? Harei, ata mevakesh achas shalti meis Hashem. What's achas?
One.
Achas is one thing. Umata mevakesh. Shifti meis Hashem. Lachsis benayim Hashem olavake becholoi. You ask a little bit. In the beginning, but then as soon as I start listening to you, I listen, you ask a whole list of things. You're asking so much. Achas, you know, you make it sound. What am I asking from you? I'm asking nothing. What am I? It's just $1 million. But it's one request. Magic guy says, what am I asking you? I'm asking you one check. Yeah, but $1 million. It's not the one check. Achas, Valdi! You're tricking me! Achas Shalti Mesa Lachsis Benoyim Hashem. Do you know what David HaMelech answered back? I learned it from you, Rabbi Nishloim. You tricked us also. What did you tell us? What did you ask? Nothing. It's nothing. Yeah. See, you went into a whole list of things. No, same thing. So you know what I wanted to understand? So what's Takeb Shat? No, it's a good question. Hashem is asking a good question, and David HaMelech is asking back a good question. So that's it. Like in Brisk, as long as you ask a good question, forget about the answer. Brisk, lo tzachim pirutz, rak kushiot. As I asked you a question, you ask me back a question. So what's the teretz? You know, they say over that Rabbi Eisel Charif wanted to look for a chatan, for a son-in-law. So he went to all the yeshivot and he asked a question which was almost impossible to answer. And whoever would answer would become his son-in-law. Nobody knew. He went from yeshiva to here. Finally, one guy tried and it was no good. He said, forget it. It's not. So he left. Rabbi Eisel, and this bacher ran after him and said, forget the question. What's the answer? So I'm telling you the same thing on the Medrash, the same thing. So good, it's a good question. David, Hashem asked you a good question. Hashem, David asked you a good question. What's the answer? What's Taka the Pshat? What's Taka? Yeah, that's the end of the story, but I don't care about the end of the story. I want to know what's the answer to the question? Okay. The way we're learning, I think it's Gar Geshmak. You hear? Listen carefully. Hashem said, Mo Hashem Shoel Mi'imach Ki'im Li'ira. Because through the Yirat Shemayim, it's Yisai Kal HaMitzvahs. So, and a Chanami. Hashem is asking Yirat Shemayim. Through Yirat Shemayim, you could come to all the mitzvahs. So it's not asking you a lot. He's giving you the shortcut. He's giving you the Ha'amud, Ha'yisod, She'ima Yecholim Lekabel Et Kol HaMitzvot. Now, what's with David HaMelech? So you could say the same with David HaMelech. Acha shu'alti me'eis Hashem oisa avakesh. Shifti me'eis Hashem koli me'chai ala. You know what the yisod is? Acha shu'alti. Oisa avakesh. You have to want. You're right. I'm asking for a lot. But you can get it with one yisod. That's by mitzvahs. What about by Torah? Acha shu'alti. Sit there. Do it. You like it? Femot, huh? David HaMelech said, I ask Hashem one yisod, let me sit, let me be here, I want it. Oh, last is benayim, you'll get everything from that yisod. I like it. It's beautiful. You know, hasaba shli pam biel apetaro achat shalti oto avakesh. So it's double lashon, achat shalti oto avakesh. You're saying the same thing twice. And also, if you take a look, he's asking for more than one thing, right? He's asking achat, shvel arber, lasa benoyim Hashem, levake becholoi, omer asaba yafemod, yesh she'ela, yesh bakasha. Nafshi b'she'elati, ami b'vakashos, right? Esther says, nafshi, what's the difference? She'elati, bakasha. She'ela is, I ask, if I get it, good. If I don't get it, it's also good. Bakasha, I search. Mevakesh. Ani lo mafsik ad shani motzeh. I look for it. I search it. Yeah? It's nafshi. Nafshi. For me, sheilas, I ask. Ami. But for Klal Yisrael, mevakashati. Asaba. Kacha bira asaba. Omer asaba, ze apshad gam king po. Achat shu'alti. Oba oisa vakesh. לא מספיק, אדם מבקש, אני רוצה ללמוד, אני רוצה. תראה לי שאתה מבקש ללמוד. It's not enough to be רוצה ללמוד. צריכים לבקש ללמוד. To really want. אחר שואלתי, אוי סבקש. So ממילא, if this is what you really want, לחסס בנויים השם, לבקה בכל, it will come, everything will come. If you really want. זה מה שאני מוסיף. So השאלה היא אחר שואלתי. So therefore, he could ask for everything. See, she'ela bakash, you understood the last point? She'ela bakash is a request, and bakash is a search. I request. You get a no is no. You know what they say in English? There's nothing wrong with asking. If that's how you ask for Torah, you won't get anything. Even if I get a no, I push. And I push. Mevakesh. Mavshi b'sheilosi. For me, my nefesh says Esther, b'sheila. Ami b'vakashosi. Acha shu'alti me'is Hashem. It's not enough. Oisa b'akesh. So me'ela, shifti b'me'is Hashem, kol yimechaya. Lachsiz b'nei Hashem. It's not a lot. Because the bakosh is there. Same thing with the mitzvahs. Mo Hashem she'el mimcha. What is Hashem asking? There's a long list. Hayak mitzvot. Aval ze kalul b'ma? Emunah. Yira. Mo Hashem shoyal mimach kima yisod. Okay. How does that work? How is Yira the start of all the mitzvahs? You know, everybody knows the Rabbeinu Yoina, right? Yisod. Oh, so let's go back to Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? Not yet. We'll go back to Rabbeinu Yoina at the end of this year. Because I'm not finished explaining to you how is Yira the Yisod of all the mitzvahs. And when I get to Yira being the Yisod of all the mitzvahs, Bahavana, as the Eiz Hashem is both Nachzol Divrei Rabbeinu Yoina, Shatakanot Chachamim. Takanot Chachamim is Yirat Hashem. We'll get to it soon, okay? Now, How does it work that Yira is the Yisod? Why is Yira Shamayim the Yisod of all the mitzvahs? So the truth is, because if you fear Hashem, you'll keep the mitzvahs. Keep Shuta, right? A person who doesn't fear Hashem isn't afraid to do what? And then Ebenezer brings this. You know, whenever you start saying, it's not so big, because you don't have Yira Shamayim. If you had Yira Shamayim, you'd be careful in all the mitzvahs. You know who says this? Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem l'neg disamid. Right? If a person has Shivisi Hashem, he's not going to do Averis. Why? Because if he puts Yira, the fear of Hashem, in front of him always, he won't do any Averis. Because he'll know, even in private, he has to be afraid of Hashem. Do you remember this? I don't think there's a person in the world that doesn't know this.
But we're supposed to love Hashem also.
We'll talk about love a different time. But the point is, Yiras Hashem is the vehicle that protects a person. It's the program that protects a person from virus, a virus, okay? It protects a person from a virus. You know what a virus are? A virus. Okay. Today everything's computer talk. You have to talk like the computer. Okay. So it protects a person anti-a-virus. Who, Shulchan Aruch says it clearly, right? That the Yira Shamayim is the protection. That's Kipshuta, how Yira Shamayim is Yisod. L'chol ha-mitzvahs. I would say, Rabbi Yisai, that if you look in the Eben Ezra, he takes sticks in to the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem, Shivisi Hashem L'neg Nisamim. You know, if you look at the Meine ha-mitzvahs, how they explain Anoichi Hashem, what's the requirement of Anoichi Hashem? In it, you'll see a lot of windows. It's also computer lashon. Windows, the way the Rishonim understood Anoichi Hashem, the mitzvah. Now, I want to read to you how the Eben Ezra writes about Anoichi Hashem. V'tam Anoichi, shiyidenu v'yavenu. This is what you wanted. That you should know Hashem, you should love Hashem, b'chol libay. V'yidbak boy, v'yir l'negdoi samit. So he brings Shivisi Hashem as a part of Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. What's the pshat? Because it says Anoichi Hashem. How does someone know? Tell me, do you know who you are? Do you know? You know the answer to that? That you know all day. You could know once a month. You could know once a year. For example, your friend who asked you to pay back the loan, him you know once a year. Right? You don't know him. You think about him once a year. Yourself, you know every moment, right? When it says, Anoichi Hashem, when? How much of the day? So the chinuch, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. These are from the mitzvah. Timidus. Because there's no shear, when? Does it say how much? Don't say it says all the time. That's why the Eben Ezra says v'yil enegdai tamid, that the shivisi must be there always. Now, why is that important? Because since he's learning that it's about Yirat Shamayim, so shivisi Hashem enegdi samid is the yisod of Yirat Shamayim, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down in the beginning of Sif Aleph. You understand what I'm telling you? Tell you a beautiful point. I'm teaching you. You want to know what Hashem Sadibris is. You want to know, or you want to be able to just say, yeah, Ten Commandments, pinnacle. You want to know. You want to know. So I'm asking you, Anoichi Hashem, is it a mitzvah? Yes. According to most of the Rishonim, it's a mitzvah. When is this mitzvah? When? 2 times a day? 5 times a day? How many times a day? It doesn't say zman. It doesn't say when. So the Eben Ezra says, V'yil enegdai. It's got to be always there. Why does he use the negdo tamid? Because lishi tato, we explained that this is the yisod of all the mitzvahs, because it's about Yirat Shamayim. Shivisi Hashem is the yisod of Yirat Shamayim tamid. Shivisi Hashem enegdi samid. That's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says. Shiviti Hashem, the Negdi Summit. This is the protection of anti-virus. That's what it is. Okay. Now, The chinuch says a very big chidush. What do we have to remember? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mi'beis Avodah. So that Hashem took us out. So the Ibn Ezra asks, why doesn't it say, he brings from Rabbi Yehuda, Meruchas Kavai, that Rabbi Yehuda asked him a question, how come it doesn't say, Asher Barosi Shemayim Oretz? And there's many different answers that are given to this question. But there's a piece of from the Chinuch, which is a very big Chiddush. The Chinuch says, Asher Tzisicham, so you're supposed to remember Hashem, they took you out of Mitzrayim? How about Kabbalah Satayr? Do you have to remember Kabbalah Satayr? That Hashem gave us the Torah? Doesn't say it in the Pasuk. Does it say it in the Pasuk? So if you had to write the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, would you say Hashem who gave you the Torah? No, there's no Shaychus, right? It says Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Chinuch. He doesn't have it here, but the chinuch is you do, you'll bring it, you look at it. The chinuch says, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, V'nosa Lanu Es HaTayim. Kulam Matzmiim. Ma'apshad. Why? Why do you... The Pasuk says, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So why does it say that he gave us the Torah? I have to know Hashem that he gave us the Torah. So, very good. Danny, you say good. That's the Pasha Pshat. I said all the years. All the years I said. The whole reason for the Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tavnanes Elokim al Horazeh. The pinnacle is the Kabbalah Sateger. Very good. You see, he used it to Halacha L'maisa. You're able to put it into use. Yeah, Kabbalah Sateger. Shvu is pinnacle. Okay, very good. Yeah? Go ahead, read it, read it. Pirish. So what does the Torah have to do with it? How did the Torah come in? So the answer is because somehow it says it in the Torah. So the Torah has to teach me that what? That Hashem gave me the Torah. Anoichi Hashem is...
And Hashem said, by the Matan Torah.
Again, but it says that you have to believe. Sheyesh Eloika Echad.
V'chihu
Haitzianu Meretz Mitzrayim. V'nasa Lanu Es HaTorah. What do you need that? No, he says, because since it says in the beginning of the Torah, so melu what? So we have to know Hashem took us out and gave us the Torah. No, that's it. Then he goes through Mitzrayim. Don't believe Oshayla, no? What? Beautiful, no? Okay, you know what? We're going to have my two lawyers here, my two prosecutors. Everything I say, I have two prosecutors. Baruch Hashem. Let them be my dilemmas. How beautiful the question is. Go ahead, read the question. Go ahead, Rafi. Read the question. Tikra.
Read.
Oh, that's a Noichi Hashem Elokecha, yeah?
Who kol ma sheyav sheyeh le'ad le'ad.
Where did that come from? And what's his reason? Because it says it in the Torah. What does it mean?
Really?
You knew Anochi Hashem is Hashem gave us the Torah. You thought of that? So you're a tzaddik. Most people think Anochi Hashem either that he created the world or that he took us out of Mitzrayim, like the Pasuk says. But that we have to think Anoichi Hashem that he gave us the Torah. Baisa, let me talk to you. I just finished explaining to you. Oh, so Dani's saying, good, this is what I said all the years. Since the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is only for the Kabbalah Satayra, Memela, you have to believe Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satayra. Because that was the reason for it. Or maybe we could say the way we explained everything is beautiful, yeah? What is Yirat Shemayim? Yirat Shemayim is Yisod Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah? It's the Yesod. It's the essence of the entire Torah, right? So part of having Yirat Shamayim is believing that there's a Nasan Lanu Asat Torah. And let me tell you with one step further. The only way that we can get to Yirat Shamayim is through the Torah. I'm going to read you a Lashon of the Alter from Kelim. Oh, wait a second. Says the Alter from Kelim, Kol HaTayag Mitzvahs Hei L'Tachlis HaYiru. The Tachlis of all the Tayag Mitzvahs is to bring to Yira. Remember I told you essence? There's two ways how essence could be. You know that? There's two ways. Sometimes you can have the Agdama in order to understand the entire Torah. And sometimes you can have the entire Torah to come to a conclusion of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You know, the forward, the Hagdama, could work two ways. Either the Hagdama, it teach you about the book, or the Hagdama is the result that comes from the book. It's a synapsis of the book. So the only way a person could come to Anoichi Hashem is from the Torah. Now read the Chinuch. Before I just want to tell you one more lashon. This is from Chachma Musar, the Alter from Kelim, Chelik Aleph, page Shin Samach Vav. Now I'm going to read you another piece from Chachma Musar, the Alter from Slabodka, Chelik Aleph, page Reish Tez Vav. Yira Pnimis, the internal Yira comes from Api HaTayr, only through the Torah. Yira Pnimis. Museget al pi haTorah. It's only through the Torah that you can come to Yira. So sometimes, you know what the first page of a book is? It's the result. In other words, for example, if you do research, so you'll have an entire book of the research. You know what the front page, you know what the Akdam is going to be? The summary, the result, the conclusion that comes from the research. Okay? So, you're right. Anoichi Hashem is the Amud, it's the Yesod, it's the introduction. But there's two ways how we can understand it. It's either the introduction to understand the mitzvahs, or it's an introduction because this is the finale, the conclusion, the result from the entire book, the entire Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now go read the Chinuch. Go read it inside and you'll see we're saying Gevaldik. No! Start again. Yeah, and then he gave us the Torah. We have to believe he gave us the Torah. Why? What's the lash of the Chinuch? Because it says it in the beginning of the Torah. Through the Torah comes the Yira. So the Kabbalah Satorah is bound together with the Yirat Shemayim. How do you know Yirat Shemayim? You only know it because in the Torah it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's what the Alter is saying, that it's the Torah itself. The Torah itself teaches us, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If a person could sit all day long and philosophize, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, he will not come to the same conclusion, the proper one. And it comes from learning the pasuk Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. In the Torah it says Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, so therefore Kabbalah HaTorah is tied to Yirat Shemayim. It's the yisod of the Kabbalah HaTorah. Hashem gave us the Torah and He began with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So of course the introduction of the book is bound to the book itself. Directly. Of course not, because it's deep and it takes time to penetrate. Let's say it again. How many books do you know that the introduction of the book has nothing to do with the book? And the answer is you go to the library and all the crazy people write books. It's like that, right? But in a healthy, normal book, the introduction is bound to the book itself, right? So if Hashem went and gave us a book called Torah, and as an introduction to this, he wrote Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he gave us Kabbalas HaTorah with a preface of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, we have to believe that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha was an introduction taka to this book called Torah, to this Kabbalas HaTorah. Because when Hashem gave us the Torah, he wrote Anoichi Hashem Elokecha in it as a preface, as an introduction to its giving. So therefore, the belief of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is intricate. It's, what do you call it? No, connected. Give me a better word for connected. It's attached, intertwined in the Kabbalah Satayra. Hashem gave us Torah, and He gave us by Maamar Har Sinai, and He began with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, so it's intertwined as the Amud of the Kabbalah Sater. That's what he means, because in the Torah that Hashem gave us, it begins with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It prefaces it. He began Kabbalah Sater by teaching us Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, so Kabbalah Sater is part of what we believe. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and that He gave us the Torah. And as the Alter from Kelim says, because only through the Torah could we come to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Now, Rabbi Sai, this is more or less the Pasha Pshat in the Ibn Ezra, more or less, with a little bit Omek, with a little bit depth, that it's an introduction to Torah, to Tayag Mitzvahs, to Kabbalah Satayra. But I'm going to tell you a little bit further, and I'll tell you why I'm saying this. There's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishlei. Just like Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva says that it's the introduction, to Mitzvahs, that it's the Yisod of the Mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yoina says it's the Yisod to all the Midas Tovus also. Yira Shamayim is the Yisod to all the Midas Tovus. You found it in Mishlei, you found it inside. Read it. You have it? Here. Yira Hashem Mikar Chayim. Pasuk says Yira Shamayim, Yira Hashem is the Mikar of life. What does that mean? Nido achas v'hi mekar l'chol ha'pu'ulois ha'nechbadis, all the honorable traits, has one shorish. V'yesh midach nechbadis u'l'chol achs mehem toilodis rabbis u'maisim atzluim, I'm sorry, maisim atzum tlui behem v'yiras Hashem mekar l'chol ha'midis. It's the mekar for all the midas also. It's not only the yisod of all the mitzvahs, it's the Yisod of all the Midas. Very interesting, huh? So now we learned that's not just the Yisod of the Torah. If someone asks you, tell me, what's the foundation? Bach HaVakuk, Namidan Alachas, Emuna. What about ethics? What about Midas? Rabbeinu Yoina says, Yiras Hashem, Mikar Chaim. Life, which Rabbeinu Yoina learns is life, Midas. Actions of a person, they're all governed by what? By Yiras Hashem. I didn't make it up. It's right here. Here it is. Go ahead, read it. I didn't make it up. Okay. What's wrong? You don't know this? What's wrong with him?
No, I don't know.
Huh? You don't like this?
They're working on it as we speak.
How to get to Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, so we're getting there. Wait. If you knew what I want, I want something. Yeah? Now we're learning that it's not just Agdama to the Tayag. It's Agdama to all the Midas Tayyus also. Yeah? I want you to know, Rabbi Sai, that a lot of people know this from a different angle. I'll tell you where they know it from. You know the famous question of the Ibn Ezra on Lo Sachmud. What's the question? Sachmud. How could it be like Sachmud? I want. How can you tell a person not to want what he wants, right? So the Beis Halevi comes and gives a teretz. Everybody knows it. That if you have Yirat Shemayim, then what? Then you won't have Chemda. You won't lust. If you have Yirat Shemayim, you don't lust. This is Mamash what Rabbeinu Yoin is saying, that even the Midas, even the Midas are corrected, are straightened out with Yirat Shemayim. There's just one problem. But how does it work? Gershon wants to, how does it work? How does it? His name's Gershon, right? How does it work? It's not clear. So you know what everybody says? When a person's afraid, he doesn't have taivas. I don't believe there's anything to do with that. You know, that's what they say. The famous, they give a mashal. What's the mashal? You ever see a guy who's running across the lake, and the ice breaks, and he's ready to fall in. You think he's thinking about the taiva that he was running for? He's thinking how he's dying, right? So he's never going to get out of here. You think he's thinking about the hamburger that he ran for? The bun and frank that he ran for? The minute he gets out of his sakana, so then he's not afraid anymore, so then he starts thinking again about the tavla. That's how everybody explains Yirat Hashem. I don't like that. You know why? Because that's Yira without Hashem. That's about fear. That's not about Hashem. That's what the Beis Halevi meant, Yira Shemayim, fear. It's a physical, emotional, psychiatric response that when a person is scared, he doesn't have a taiva. I don't believe that's the pshat. I'm going to tell you what I think the pshat is. In the psicha of Shar Avos Hashem, the Chayvas HaLevavos writes, which comes first, Yiras Hashem or Avos Hashem? This is in the psicha of the Chayvas HaLevavos. You know which one comes first? Yira comes first. Why does Yira come first? Kiyam Yiras Hashem.
Which one comes the other, right?
Right? Which one is first in the pasuk? Moashem Shalom Kiyam Yira. And then Elahava. Ava comes after, right? That's the pasuk. Kiyam Yiras Hashem. Elahava. Right?
Yeah,
it's Yira.
Yira
is first.
Okay.
Yira is the beginning. Tell me something, Rabbi Yisrael. Is it because it's a din? Is it a din? That since the pasuk says Yira first, so therefore Yira is first? No, says Chayyus HaLavavos. It's a psychology. You know how it works? Because Yira is Meroken Leva Adam Me'ahavat Olam Hazeh. Yira cleans out a person from the love of this, which is really what the Beis Halevi is saying, right? You're afraid, so you don't have a taivas, right? Olam Hazeh, you don't have taiva. Once you don't have a taiva, then there's room for Avas Hashem. I would say it a little different. Not different than the Chayvus HaLevavos, but a different pshat in what the Chayvus HaLevavos means. Let me tell you how I would say it. There's an unbelievable Ralbag, which I found. You ready? The Sefer HaMitzvos over here, they bring from the Ralbag. You now have other gods. Says the Ralbag, the Ulam HaTayeles HaMagia Mizayis HaMitzvah. What do you gain from this mitzvah? If you have other gods, so you would say that you gain, that you're not an Oyvah Avoy Dezara, no? Can you imagine to ask a guy, what do you gain by not being an Apikairis? Well, for starters, I'll get Olam Haba. It's a pretty good, that's a pretty good reason, no? I don't want to be Chayim Misa. I mean, that should be a good start, right? Says the Ralbag, I'll tell you that it's more than just Olam Haba, reward. The Toyeles from this mitzvah, the Deyos. It's in the mind. It's in the Hashkafa of the person. Yeah? If a person believes, listening, if a person believes in an Avodah Zara, in his mind, in his intellect, he's losing a lot. Well, what's he losing? Vizeh, and the reason for this is, Ki kishin yinaseinu alukis lezulasai, if he gives godliness to something other than Hashem, tipol me'ha'odam harbe mi'chachmas ha'nimtza'ois, a lot of the wisdom of the world you're left in the dark from. Let me tell you, so when I see a Ralbag like this, my mind, my heart starts to jump. You don't realize what he's saying. It's like unbelievable what he's saying. Come in, Mr. Kaikov. Listen to what's going on here. Huh? Ken. Madam shoel otcha. Ma toelet mi, milo yelecha. Toelet sim, of course you gain. You know what you gain? The belief of God. Well, what are you talking about? He says, there's more than that. It's a personal gain for you. You're gaining wisdom and intellect. Because if a person starts believing in other gods, tipot, it falls away from the person, harbe michachmas hanimtzais, the wisdoms of the world, v'ayakar shebehem, and the beauty that's in it. V'timna me'odam atzlachasei hanafshis ha'amitis. You're ruining yourself. It's about you, it's not about Hashem. Unbelievable. Shehi magas, that this greatness, personal gain that you have, comes b'shenaskel v'neida Hashem yisala, by knowing Hashem kifi ha'yecholos. And on this he says, that's pshat b'zois yisala ha'misala. You want to know what you should be proud of? You know what? You should be excited. You should be happy. You should be thrilled. Haskel v'yayda ois, because you have knowledge that you know me. The koshkein, kishigitein holikus lepsilim. If you give godliness to other idols, kizemim mashiyapel chachmas hanimtzois bechlala. You're ruining wisdom. What does he mean? Huh? What does he mean? Let me tell you what I think he means. The only way a person could see clearly things, the only way a person could grasp the truth of this world and the wisdom and the beauty it has to offer, if he has Yiras Hashem. You hear what I'm telling you?
Clear lens.
There's a clear lens, Hashkafta. If it's clouded by Avodah Zarah, there is no way to grasp, there's no way to take in the true wisdom and beauty of the world around us. A person is flawed in his senses and his mabat, in his look, to the extent that he cannot see the beauty of the world in front of him. Unbelievable thing. You want to know something? The chronic complainers of life, you know that they don't have Yiras Shamayim. That's where it comes from. They cannot grasp, they cannot take in what's really beautiful around them. The yoiker, the chachma, you know, Lashav Ralbag, the chachma sanimtzois v'ayokar shebehem, and the beauty that's around, that it entails. But a person does not have Yiras Shamayim. You know, I want to teach you something. We think Avodah Zarah is black and white.
Yeah?
Black and white. You bow down to Jesus, then it's Avodah Zarah, right? And if you go to shul, it's Yiras Shamayim. Let me tell you, you could be in shul and do Avodah Zarah also. You know that, right? Ech. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Lakais, whoever gets angry, Ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. It's as if he was Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the pshat? So the Mefarshim explain. Because if you believed really Hashem is running the world, you wouldn't get upset. By not having this Yiras Shamayim, you have a what do you call that? When they have the thing on the mirror that it's blocking, a black spot. What do you call that? A blind spot. You have a blind spot. By not having the proper Yiras Shamayim, you think that that guy's doing it to you. And because of that, you get angry at him. And you could turn the whole family and the whole shul and the whole people around you upside down. You know the tumult and the mess you could make by lacking one ria, one mabat, you didn't see properly. It's not him, it's Hashem. Yiras Shamayim is a different view of the world. He sees things differently. I want to show you another example. The Chayvus HaLevavos writes in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Ki HaChonef! Someone who's chonef, people. En tachlit l'ne'evadav. There is no end to the people who he worships. There's only one difference. It's not one, it's a thousand. It's every guy he comes in contact with, he worships him. You understand what we're saying? It's unbelievable. A person who doesn't have the proper Yirat Hashem, which means that he doesn't think, Eino de milvado, I'm not afraid of nobody, I don't need anybody. Hashem, it's your world. I don't have to come on to his favors that something should happen. If a person doesn't believe that, and he's a chonef on Hashem, there's no end to that avodah zarah that he has, because he has to worship people. It's unbelievable. Chayvus HaLevavos. Here, why am I chonef the person? Because I think that I need him. You need him. That's avodah zarah. What do you need him? Ashi agever, ashi yiftach b'Hashem, or agever, ashi yiftach b'Adam. What are you talking about? And you don't realize on a constant basis. Ensof la'avoy de zoras. Tell me, doesn't realize it's too loud. Ensof la'avoy de zoras. Sheyesh la ben adam hazeh. It's unbelievable. Chayvus HaLevavos. You don't view it that way. You don't see it that way. But that's a blind spot because you don't have the proper Yirat Shamayim. If you had the proper Yirat Shamayim, you wouldn't even care what he said. He did. Who cares? What could he do to you? How many times are we afraid? Who yaros li at a business? Who yasel li ez? Mishu yishalotov yagid mashurala is bon taken et ze. If you had the proper Yirat Shamayim, I'm not saying we do. Unfortunately, we're not in the middle of the madrega, the bitacha that we need to have. But if we had it, we wouldn't be afraid. We wouldn't need the other guy. We wouldn't have to come on to worshiping the other guy.
That's it, I got it.
You don't understand what I'm saying. The chachma and the yakar and the yakar, the chachma and the yakar of the things that happen in this world is blinded by a lack of Yirat Shamayim. Yeah. So the toilet of having Yirat Shamayim is not for Hashem or for the Torah. It's personal. Okay. So what do we have, Rabbi? So listen carefully. Comes out that Be'emes, here, the Gemara says, I'm a Shabbat, Kalim, B'chach, Masa, Yitzki, Loi, Rabbi, the Zara, right? The ratzon, all the ratzon that we want, which is blinded by the fact that we don't have Yirat Shamayim, is a tremendous detriment for us. According to this, I understand, lo tachmod, Yirat Shamayim fixes it. You know how it fixes it? It gives you a clear view. What are you being chomed? It's nothing to do with you. It's Hashem's world, and Hashem gives to who he needs to give to. So the yira is not the fear, but it's the yira Hashem that does it. It's the fear of Hashem, the clarity that he's not afraid of Adam, that he knows Einoid Mulvadoi. That clarity makes a person understand Lo Tachmod. And this is the yisod of kol ha-mitzvot. How is this the yisod of kol ha-mitzvot? Because all the mitzvahs are to teach a person. Yeah? To teach a person the truth about this world. It's to be madrich the person the truth. What's really good? Ma'atov. What is good in this world? The Torah teaches us what's good. You know why we don't appreciate it? Because we've lacked the proper Yiras Shamayim. So it's the yisod of all the mitzvahs, and it's the yisod of all the midos. It's all true. And I want to show you something interesting. The Bir Halacha brings down that a person is oiv lois asuru achrei levachem achrei nechem zum minus apikursus. Says the Bir Halacha, the first one in the six mitzvahs included in this is anything which is a person goes against dat haTorah. It's not only Hashem. Minut is I don't believe in Hashem, or I believe in Elokut or something. Anything which is neged hepech, he says, the Belach says, anything which is hepech dat haTorah becomes minut apikarsis. So I always thought, you know what the pshat is? I'll tell you what the pshat is. Because Hashem gave us the Torah, so by going against the Torah, it's revolting against the Melech. Right? If Hashem gave us the Torah, and you go hepech of the Torah, so that's minut against Hashem. I would say it differently. After this shiur, I understood more. The dat haTorah can only be understood. The dat haTorah can only...
personally.
If you have emunah in Hashem. When a person has his own ritzonot, then the dat haTorah makes no sense to him whatsoever. They don't understand it. So underlying in accepting and understanding dat haTorah is to believe in Hashem. Yeah, Rafi, I'm saying gevaldig gevald. How would you say? Everybody says, if a person doesn't listen to dat haTorah, he's apikores. You know why? Because Hashem gave us the Torah. And you go against the Torah and the dat haTorah, so you're going against Hashem. According to the way we're saying it, it's deeper than that. The dat haTorah can only be understood, it can only be internalized if you have emunah. Tzadik b'emunah tal yechiyah, it's the yisod of the Torah. So if you don't understand and accept and subordinate your mind to the dat haTorah, it's because you're lacking the proper emunah nakadosh baruch hu. It's only when you don't have the right emunah that you can't understand what the Torah is saying. You know, there's a very famous sma. Dat balebatim is neged dat Torah. Neged dat Torah. They say over that the sma would go ask a balabat. Whenever there was a question in Choshev Mishpat, and whenever there was a question of Allah, he would ask a balabat, and whenever he would say, he would do the opposite. You said it's muta, okay, it's asr. Why? What do you mean? It's so the opposite. You know what he means? I'll tell you what he means. The moment a person, and I don't think he meant a balabat who's doing the Torah and learning and he's doing L'shem Shemayim. That's not what he's referring to. He's referring to a person who left, who's now busy with his world and his... Once you take Hashem out of your world, automatically you cannot understand the dat of the Torah. There's no way to understand it. There's no way that you look at it. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Dat haTorah needs that Hashem should be Shiviti Hashem, and that Hashem is the main part of my life. It's an interesting concept. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the introduction to the entire Torah, because the Torah can only be understood, it can only be practiced, if the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is in proper place. Otherwise, he has a whole different view of the world. And there's no way that he could internalize, accept, and appreciate the Torah. This is pshat of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is the yisod, is the foundation. Because I said to you, remember I started asking you, how is it the yisod? The answer is, it's not just the introduction. It's also the essence of the entire Torah. Anoichi Hashem is the Torah. You want to know this mitzvah? This mitzvah is in a world of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha mitzvah. In the world where Hashem is Melech, this mitzvah is a mitzvah, and you understand that, and you want to do it. In a world that you took Hashem out, the mitzvahs don't make sense. It's, you know what it becomes? It becomes archaic. You know where the problem with the conservative and the reform? It's not that they chopped the Torah out. It's that they took Hashem out of the Torah. That's what happened. The minute you pull Hashem away from the Torah, then the Torah's laws don't make sense. And I want to explain to you something. This is something which is very touchy to me because I think about it for many years. You know, Christianity has a lot of yesodot which sound great. It sounds great. It's about love, and it's about mochel, and it's so
turn
many.
The other cheek.
Yeah, I don't know. So many different concepts which sound great. Okay. What was the yesod? The yesod was that decided that there's a human being
take away all your
that
sin,
came to right that came to. That was created from God, right? I understood that they wanted to put a human face to the godliness that's in the Torah. And therefore, all the old mitzvahs can't have any justification. It became a humanistic, which of course it wasn't, because it's about Ritzicha based on the fact that it's not real. But they put a human face. The idea was to bring it back, like the Egel Hazav. What do they? They needed a person. They needed a person. It should be tangible and human, like the Egel. Once they took the Rabbeinu Shloim out of the Torah, so they made it a human religion about love and people and the Yisod of the Torah, the mitzvahs only make sense in a world that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha b'li shita v'zulas, without somebody else involved also, without a person, without a pesel. B'olam sheyesh rak borei echad ve'ein oid milvadi, tayag mitzvahs makes sense. In a world that Anoichi Hashem is taken out, tayag mitzvahs don't have any havana, en dat leze. Femo, tishma ma shenachnu medabrim po. Yeah? This Rabbi Isai is also the Pshat. I told you the Rabbeinu Yoina. Remember I asked you, Rabbeinu Yoina says the Takanot and the Gzerot, right? How is this Yirat Hashem? I'll explain to you how it's Yirat Hashem. You know what the Chachamim came? The Chachamim were very wise. The Chachamim saw the mitzvahs and how they apply in the world around us. Let's make a cheshbon. Dani, listen to what I'm saying. It's the end, but it's your fair, you hear? Yeah. You understood that I explained to you that they needed a human, that Christianity was a human face to a godly thing, and therefore they drove it into love and feelings and emotions and soup kitchens and whatever junk, even with all the Yeshekar anyway, because they killed millions of people with it. It was to put an ego, a physical human touch to a godly thing. Now, let's listen to the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Takanot and the Gedarim that the Chachamim made, that's Yirat Hashem. How is that Yirat Hashem? Listen carefully. The mitzvahs needed to be fine-tuned and adjusted to the world around us that they should have protection. They made Harchakot. Lefi the Torah, it's mutar. Yeah, but in the world and the people, it has to be wisely adjusted to human nature, to people's actions. And that's why they made Shniot, this the second generation of Arayot, so you shouldn't come to the main. This wisdom is a wisdom of Yirat Hashem. That's the wisdom of living in a world where I'm careful not to go against Hashem's word. So the whole mechanism of Shnius Medivrei Seifrim is the mechanism of Yiras Hashem. It's Gevaldig Gevart. Think about it. The wisdom of trying to make that the world around us should be Hashem's world around us. In Hashem's world, Harchakot are needed. Because you don't want to be over al Ritzonai. The world has a lot of pitfalls. The world has a lot of nisyonot. So how do you produce that the Torah should fit into the today's world and the society around us? Chacham b'chachmasam, with their wisdom came. That's called Yiras Hashem. That's Kitav Nedech Miyayin. To be able to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the world, you hear? To put the Noichi Hashem Alekecha into the world. Fakert. How did the Goyim do it? The Goyim did by taking Hashem out.
And they make the kans.
They don't make Fakert. The opposite. Think about it. It was too difficult, right? The world has so many Nisyonot around us. So you know there's one way how to do it. Either you take Hashem out of the world. Take him out. Right? It's causing too many problems, so take him out. Or the other way around. Make the world feasible around Hashem. It should be an olam that anoicha Hashem olikech asher tzisicha meretz Mitzrayim. That's called Yirat Hashem. When a person is Yirat Shemayim, so everything, Shiviti Hashem, so the world around them is about Hashem. And that becomes Yirat Hashem, ki toivim deidecha meyayim, and that's anoicha Hashem as an introduction to all the midas. Midas is seichelbeke things. It's human behavior. Every human behavior is altered if he sees Hashem in front of him. It's the not it's the inclarity, the fact that it's not clear that Hashem, that all the bad midas, all the bad anhogas result from that. This is the Aseres Hadibris, Stachim Yizaycha, that we should internalize Aseres Hadibris and all its lessons.
Thank you very much.